It seems like almost yesterday that a traveling salesman drowned in a drainage ditch along Highway 60 west of Sikeston, Missouri. The accident occurred at approximately 11 p.m. Friday night, May 17, 1946. The 29-year-old salesman from Chicago, William Blythe, had recently been discharged from the military, where he had participated in a number of World War II campaigns. He rejoined the Manby Equipment Company of Chicago, and in early 1946 married, purchased a small house, bought a used 1942 Buick sedan, and as they could not immediately move into their house, Blythe sent his pregnant wife home to her family in Arkansas, and on May 15 left Chicago to retrieve his wife. According to State Patrolman Eugene Harris on Route 60, west of Sikeston, a tire blew out on Blythe's car. The car went off the road, rolled over twice, and ended in a drainage ditch. Coroner Orville Taylor concluded that Blythe received a mild blow to the head in the rollover, got out of the car, tried to climb the ditch bank, lost his footing, and fell backward into the murky water and drowned. 2 hours after the accident, John Lett and Chester Odom of Sikeston discovered Blythe's body in the water, a hand still grasping a sapling on the bank. Blythe's wife, Virginia, remained with her relatives in Hope, Arkansas, until the August 19, 1946 birth of her son, William Blythe III. When he was four, William's mother married Roger Clinton and gave young Billy Blythe the name William Jefferson Clinton, later the 42nd President of the United States. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.